Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, 855-993-7569. As I mentioned earlier, we have about a half hour with each other today. Well, actually, we have a whole hour with each other, but I'm only going to be taking your phone calls for the next little till half past. Then we'll do It's Broken, Let's Fix It. And hopefully you'll stay tuned. And you guys can tell me that you like or don't like any particular segment or that you found it interesting or whatever it is. It's something, I really don't do it unless I think there's something kind of interesting there that already interests me, that I can somehow get Mandy on board, and hopefully you guys follow along as well. So, because if it's questionable, I just don't do it. 855-993-7569. Apparently, so we had an email as in response to yesterday's email.
Yeah, an email from Jackie in New York City who emailed you yesterday. She says, Dr. Joy, I emailed you yesterday regarding the possibility of me quitting my job to become a housewife.
Right.
I heard your response and need to make a few additional points. I'm sorry, in the initial email I was trying to keep it concise, as it was also very hard for me to get out of the office to call you during the day.
Okay.
In any case, I wanted to respond to a few of your points with more info. Of course, I've discussed the possibility of leaving my job with my husband. He is supportive and just wants me to be happy. However, he is much more of an optimist and has a lot more faith than I do. My husband is self-employed for the last 2 years, and while he makes a decent salary, I feel 2 years is not a proven track record yet, so I worry about money down the line and the possibility of me having to return to work. Which brings me to my next point. If I do need to work, I cannot imagine working somewhere else. Because of that, I really feel it is all or nothing. I make a nice salary, my boss is flexible, and love the people I work with. It's just the work and responsibility and some internal stuff that is getting to me. I hope that clears things up.
Well, it may clear things up for you. I mean, the point is that you're saying what you said in the first email is you hated your job. What you're saying in the second email is you really do like your job. So, I mean, figure out what you want. I mean, and don't be, don't self-censor yourself. It may be that what you would like to do is take a day a week off. It may be you'd like to do some flex time where you can work part of the time out of the house. It may be that what you'd like is an assistant. I mean, if what you're telling me in the second email, which is, I mean, I'm delighted that you sort of went back and revised some of the points, because it sounds, I mean, you're still thinking in abstractions. You're still thinking all or nothing. What you're telling me is that for right now, your husband's job isn't stable enough for you to feel comfortable. Okay? So that may mean that you move toward, you need to figure out what would make you comfortable in terms of stability. So it's not, so you're not, again, thinking of an abstraction. You want to say, for example, if he made $50,000 this year, then next year I would feel, and we can bank $10,000 that I'd feel comfortable, or if he can do that 2 years in a row. You're still thinking abstractions, and you're still thinking all or nothing. And that's, I mean, I'm delighted that my response to your email elicited a different way of looking at what you've got. But again, you switched from saying, I hate my job, to, I can't imagine working anyplace else. Then I don't know if that's a failure of imagination or you actually like your job. You tell me that your boss is great. So figure out what it is that would make you happy. And it may be some combination. It may be that you work, instead of working 5 days a week for 8 hours a day, it may be that you work the same 40 hours in 4 days, so you work 10 hours. It may be, again, that you work out of the house. It may be that you work as a consultant so that you work 3 days a week. I mean, figure out what you want. But it shouldn't be all or nothing, because it sounds like being at home is going to make you feel that it's going to make you at least monetarily stressed, and you don't have much faith in your husband's ability to support you, and that's going to cause some marital issues. So see about figuring out a halfway point, and if this is a job that you really like, see about negotiating for something that would make the job more valuable to you. All or nothings are really dangerous because most of our life is not lived in black or white. It's in some shades of gray. I know. All right, so, but I'm glad that at least reading the email made you rethink some of your positions, but it does seem to me that you're still doing all or nothing, and it's not a profitable way to think about things, because if you stay at your job, you say, well, I'm not being a good mom. If you quit your job, you're saying, well, you know, I'm worried about money. So neither of those alternatives are going to work for you, so figure out something in between. All right. You said there was, can we do another email here?
Just very quickly. Our friend Bill, who talked with us in the first segment of the show.
Today's Bill?
Yep. He wrote on our Facebook wall, or on your Facebook wall, thank you, Dr. Joy Brown, for allowing my message on PTSD to blossom through your show. You are definitely the queen of talk. I pray for you.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Although we will have to remind Bill that there is a there's an E at the end of
Oh no. And not at the end of Queen.
Right.
I was telling Manny earlier that I had donated some money at the end of the year to my alma mater, which, as he pointed out, was Rice, and they left the E off. So I thought I'd start sending. If they leave the E off Brown, I'm going to leave the E off Rice. So.
So remember, Bill, if you're listening, if you're still listening, remember.
Brown's got an E. Yeah, especially if I'm going to a town meeting with Obama, I want my name spelled correctly.
Exactly. All right. Should we go on to this next email here?
Sure, why not?
All right. This is an email from Tasha in Minnesota. She says, Dr. Joy, I need your help. My 13-year-old son is being brainwashed against me by his father. He is teaching my son not to do schoolwork, follow my rules, and not to talk to me about issues because I will use it against him. This all started after I put my ex out of my house in September. My son says he wants to run away and needs to get away from me for a few months. There is a lot more to the story. Please help me get my son back.
Okay. Son's 14. Is that how old the kid is?
13.
13. Okay. Yep. First of all, let me just give you something that's going to make your stomach hurt, and hopefully you won't stop listening, which is, and I'm not sure how long the two of you have been apart, but at some point, especially for boys, but really for any kid, they're going to need to spend some time with the absent parent. It's good for them. It hurts your stomach, but it does allow you a little bit of freedom. And it sounds to me that it's... Look, kids are not 13 or 14 forever. And if you've ever tried to convince your kid of something, you understand that they accept exactly... They're not 5-year-olds or 3-year-olds who'll accept exactly what a parent says without examining it. So your 13-year-old is not going to be brainwashed either by you or by his dad. He may sort of go along with whomever is bad-mouthing whomever, but if the two of you are bad-mouthing each other, that's really lousy parenting. It's going to make his stomach hurt. It's going to put him in the middle. So that's number one and number two. Number three is that it may be appropriate for your son to go and live with his father at some point. And there may be some conditions put on it, for example, that you have to keep your grades up. But presumably your ex may not be your favorite person, but presumably he has no interest in completely sabotaging your son. He may want to sabotage the relationship. But it sounds to me that the two of you have somehow figured out a really toxic way of parenting where your son feels that he's a spy. So both of you have to stop doing that. You don't have to be a fan of the boy's father, but you can't badmouth him. And if your son comes to you and says, well, Daddy did this, say, look, he's the one with the facial hair. I'm the one with that. You got a problem with me, come to me about it. You got a problem with your dad, go to him about it. Don't come to me about your dad. And it doesn't make any sense for you to go to him about me because it doesn't change anything. And the two of us are not each other's fans at this moment. But I think one of the things you're just going to have to accept, and hopefully you'll accept it with a whole heart, is that your son living with his dad at some point is not a bad idea. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the VitaClay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3-7569. Let me just take another moment and talk about Tasha's email about her feeling that her 13-year-old is being brainwashed. Look, divorce is difficult, and it's not fun for the adults, it's not fun for the kids. But all you can do is your part, which is not bad-mouthing your ex, not putting your child in the middle where he feels that he's being asked to spy on dad. that complaints about dad should go to dad, complaints about you should come to you. But as I said, it's one of the, and I've been there, done that. That understanding that as a parent, we sort of feel like, I mean, look, divorce brings out everybody's insecurities, and the idea that we're the better parent, or that our kids should prefer us, that somehow parenting in some bizarre way, especially with a divorce, becomes a popularity contest and can become that even without a divorce. Of, well, you know, my kid seems to like his dad better than me, or seems to, you know, his mom tends to make him softer. I mean, that goes on all the time. But understand, childhood doesn't last forever. Especially a 13-year-old is going to make up his own mind about a whole lot of things. And that spending time with both parents, quite often the absent parent is romanticized. And, well, if dad wouldn't let me do this. And very few parents are willing to let their kids completely run amok. And if that's the case, most kids, believe it or not, actually are not very comfortable in that situation. So I think you need to take a deep breath, understand your son isn't being brainwashed, that your ex may not like you very much, but these are just going to be the normal complaints that any adolescent has about any parent. And certainly one of the ways to offset that is let him go and live with his dad, not as a vindictive move of, oh, fine, go live with your father. But listen, I get that you want to spend some time with your dad, and I think that's appropriate. Let's figure out how to make it an orderly process, which means it shouldn't be spontaneous. It should be from the beginning of the semester, say, to the end of the semester. It should be all worked out in advance about when you're going to see your child, when he's going to be with his dad, what grades he hopes to maintain. But the idea, so the kid can't just bounce back and forth. But one of the quickest ways to have the romantic version of the absent parent offset is to spend some time with that parent, because every parent's going to have some rules. And I think the notion that somehow I'm the only one who can parent him, and it's not much fun, because you do feel that you're losing some time with that kid. But presumably by the time a kid is 13, he's got most of his value system in place. Now, whether he follows it or not, is going to be much more up to him than either you or his dad are going to be comfortable with. But the idea that if he goes to his dad, he will become the Antichrist is not fair. It's not fair to your child. It's not fair to your ex. And it's certainly not even fair to you. So letting him go with a full heart of saying, look, I understand. And understand the great insult of American life to especially a 13-year-old boy is you're a mama's boy. So allow him to have some time with his dad. Doesn't mean that you're not a good mom. It doesn't mean he doesn't love you. It just means that's an inevitable part of a child's wish of in a divorce. Okay, and when it's not, there's something really amiss. So, alrighty, I know, not much fun to hear, not much fun to go through, but if you sort of allow your better self, your grown-up self, your best self to sort it through, then I think you'll find yourself in a much calmer place. All right, speaking of which, we're talking, there's an article today about being blind to what you do best, which I think a lot of us do, that a lot of us, because we figure whatever our assets are, that everybody has. And you hear me all the time say that I think one of the things that we do particularly poorly is understand what our weaknesses are that may not be unique, that we're very well aware of our weaknesses, of the things we don't do very well, and assume that everybody else can do them. And we tend to be much more blinded to our strengths, thinking, well, everybody can do that. And quite often, it's exactly the opposite. Often our strengths are unique, and our weaknesses are what basically everybody feels. So it's important to be able to differentiate those, especially in a work context, because we know that that your strengths are going to be the source of your upward movement, of your potential. So being aware of them is a really important factor. I'm a great fan of paper and pencil on this, as you know. And again, being specific of, you know, what am I good at? What do I like to do? What comes naturally to me? What makes me happy to do? You know, what do I, you know, if I can do anything I want, what would I choose? And I quite often not only encourage people to use paper and pencil, but also my magic wand. If I could do anything I wanted to do, what would it be? And as we talk about a lot around here, is if you can find something that you're both good at and something you enjoy doing, then you're very likely going to be in good shape, because if it's something that you're good at, other people may notice. And if it's something you like to do, you'll put the time in so somebody has the time to notice. And then every once in a while, someone will come and sprinkle fairy dust on you. But even if they don't sprinkle fairy dust, you're doing something you enjoy, something you like. And isn't that kind of what our lives are about? And if somehow you can translate that into your work environment, and what you're good at and what you enjoy doing don't necessarily have to be what you get paid for, but it doesn't hurt. I mean, if you can do something, if you get paid for what you're good at and what you like to do, you're that much farther ahead. And especially, you don't want to be in a situation where you're getting paid for something you don't like to do and you're not very good at, because that's really a dead end. And also listening to feedback. You know, what do other people sort of say? Gee, you're really good at that. And be willing to hear it. That usually our strengths don't necessarily translate instantly into success, but we can at least start there. That you hear me say that we need a safe place to stand. And if you can figure out what it is that you're good at, that can be a safe place to stand. And from there, you can go on to being successful at things, to trying different things, to having courage. Because I think to change or to try something new, you have to have a sense that I'm okay, I can recover. If it doesn't work out okay, I have other things that I point to. I use the example of being in a new city and not knowing anybody and only being basically underemployed, and went and found a place to work out, which is kind of my classic way of dealing with those kind of stressors. And unfortunately found the place where Baryshnikov worked out, which is not a good place to start. And these little anorexic 19-year-olds who could take their left leg and wrap it twice around their little skinny necks. And I felt like one of the elephants from Fantasia. But I stuck with it because I could sit in the back row, all sweaty and awful, and think, yeah, but I have a PhD. You can say to yourself, well, what does a PhD have to do with this? And the answer is absolutely nothing, except because that was my safe place to stand of, okay, they're all young and lithe and flexible, but I have a PhD. I have something that makes me feel okay about myself. And so stuck with it enough to be able to get relatively good at it. So, And you know, so part of what we need to know is not only what our strengths are, but the limit of our strengths, the depth of our strengths, the definition of our strengths, and make sure that we are not sort of lording it over other people, because that's a way to make yourself and everybody else fairly miserable. All right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
We're telling you to take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them. Help
the first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can give us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, it's that time of the week again, which is one of my favorite times of the week. Actually, I like all the programs, so it's Broken, Let's Fix It. And with me today is Gabe Polsky, who's done a lot of cool stuff, which we will talk about later. But I wanted him to focus, first of all, on his newest documentary, which is called Red Army. And if you've seen the posters of it, it looks like something out of the workers' movement. It's, you know, it says Red Army in the big letters. And you know what it looks like? It looks like the poster for the interview. with the same notion. Hopefully it will fare much better than the interview, although, you know, you could use that kind of publicity, Gabe. Maybe not. He hasn't shut down Sony. He hasn't shut down my program. So this is a story. Well, why don't you tell them what the story of, rather than me? Tell them what Red Army is about.
It's the story of the Soviet Union and the greatest sports dynasty in history. There were the Red Army hockey team, and it's the story of the captain of this team, Slava Fetisov, who was a national hero and later became a political enemy and had to fight the system that had created him and made him one of the greatest hockey players of all time. And it's really kind of a story of friendship and betrayal, of the nature of patriotism, of Russia and its relationship with the West, both in the past and present. And at its core, it's, you know, it's just a very emotional human story about this very interesting character, Slava Fetisov.
Well, so you have very limited goals here. That was a joke. All right, so here's the deal. So how did you find? I mean, for a lot of people who knew about the Russian hockey team, they also know about the Olympics in the 80s when the U.S. the miracle team beat the Russians, who were considered far and away the best hockey team in the world. So, but how did you find Slava, and how did you decide to do this documentary?
Yeah, so you know, my parents are from the former Soviet Union, from Ukraine, and I grew up in the United States. I played hockey very competitively and seriously, and basically I'd seen them play on a VHS tape when I was a kid and was mesmerized by it. I couldn't believe the creative achievement that I had seen on the ice. It was like watching art on the ice. The improvisation, the passing, it was like nothing I'd ever seen before in sport. And I recognized it as a major creative achievement. And you were saying the miracle earlier, you know, that's all Americans remember or know about Soviet hockey. That's it, you know, which I find to be somewhat of a tragedy because, again, we're sort of discounting this achievement that the Soviets did, which we could have applied to our own sports, but we simply forgot about it. And so basically, I looked into the story because I got curious of who this team and who they are, how they lived, and I learned that it's really kind of a story about the Soviet people and that Russian experience. And I used hockey as a window into kind of a much larger story. And I decided that because that it reaches well beyond hockey and kind of into kind of larger territory, that it's something I wanted to do. And that's how it got started.
I mean, this is a really cool perspective. All right, so start with the idea of it, that hockey is a window into the Russian experience. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so basically these guys lived 11 months out of the year in a training base. They weren't allowed to see their families, and the coaches were kind of dictatorial. They you couldn't basically do anything they didn't want you to do, or you were gone, and you were basically drafted in the army. A lot of these players were officers in the army. And, you know, these players, they didn't make very much more than, say, engineers in Soviet society. Yes, they were heroes, but they lived under kind of communist rule and ideology, and, you know, it was all about serving your country and the collective, and that's what it was about, which was very similar to how just the average Soviet citizen lived, you know, so it was a metaphor. Then kind of as you track this team and its rise and eventual fall, it sort of parallels the same as sort of the Soviet Union and the people and the system collapsing.
All right. Well, you said something when you were talking about the hockey team, that because when I was watching your film, it was almost like ballet. I mean, it wasn't. And I sort of grew up. I grew up in Denver, so I watched the University of Denver hockey team, which was very well ranked at the time. And then I was in Boston, so I watched the Bruins. And these guys look like thugs compared to the Russian team. I mean, they passed a lot more. There was a lot less violence, believe it or not. So you're saying that these guys were living under a system that seemed pretty repressive, yet their hockey was innovative and really artistic. How do you deal with those two seemingly different?
Because the only way that they could express themselves and creatively is on the ice, really. And thank God they were allowed to do that, you know, because hockey, unlike literature or, you know, other forms of expression, is difficult to kind of to be subversive, you know, literally, right? You can't watch a team and say, oh, well, that's communist hockey, or, you know what I'm saying? So even though they did play like a collective and they played to kind of serve their teammates, and it was passing oriented. So some of the ideology did seep in, but I mean, maybe it was that craving to kind of express themselves because they weren't allowed to really in the society, that it sort of expressed itself on the ice and was just like I said before, one of the most incredible things to see in sports, not just in hockey, but in sports in general. It's like, you know, the Bulls of the 90s, you know, or, you know, Yankees, or I don't know what the equivalent is, or the 49ers kind of in the late 80s, you know, with Montana and, you know, just kind of like in total unison, you know, beauty.
And, yeah, really. I went to a very difficult college, university, and they were. I mean, it wasn't Russian, but we had Saturday classes, and they had a huge flunk out rate. And for me, what all of us did, because we were in, I guess, a repressive kind of situation, is we helped each other out. And I had that same sense about the team, is that, I mean, one of those coaches makes, you know, Attila the Hun look like a sweetie pie. I mean, he's really tough. And it may just be that these guys, sort of exactly as you say, that this was the outlet for not only their creativity, but their humanity, that they were, to a certain extent, almost treated like robots, except when they got on the ice, it's like they soared. I mean, they were and together.
Yeah, the coach was like a, you know, a KGB hired kind of bureaucrat, you know, that just managed these guys. Now, the Soviet system, the hockey system, this art that you saw on the ice was a product of the vision of a creative man named Anatoly Tarasov, who was sort of like the Karl Marx of hockey, who basically from scratch created this amazing style of hockey that comprised of chess and ballet, and you know, he read a lot of literature and basically created this sort of weaving, beautiful style that the players were developed to learn, right? And that was and that's the reason why you saw that creativity as well. It takes the visionary of a coach to create that blueprint for the players to play. But
he was replaced by the KGB guy. Yeah. So one of the things that you mentioned earlier is that you said that that all people knew about the Russian team was that the U.S. team beat them unexpectedly in the Olympics. But you said that there was something that we could have learned, and presumably the learning wouldn't have been that the KGB coach. So what is it that you think that American sports in general
What do you think is more sort of interesting? A team that's sort of an underdog team that just like wins a fluke game, or you know, kind of a dynasty that does spectacular things on the ice? That
yeah,
really
no question.
Blows
yeah,
your mind on the ice.
Yeah, well, and your point is well taken.
How come that's all we remember is that one fluke game? You know.
Well, but you could say the same thing about the Miracle Mets. I mean, you know, whenever an underdog, I think there's a part of our hearts. I think it may be human, not even American, but just human, that when
Goliath.
That we don't talk about Goliath's upbringing or the fact that, you know, he practiced a lot or ate Wheaties for breakfast. We talk about David. So I think it's not particularly unusual, and it's not even that it was American boys, although I think that's part of it.
No, I had an interesting thought, just that the Soviets first were in a way kind of an underdog. Their equipment were terrible, compared to the Western equipment, you know, these guys, they didn't have the resources. They had like two rinks in Russia, by the way, and one of them was the Red Army facility, but there are very few rinks, whereas in the West there's tons of them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All right, let me take a break here, and when we come back, let's talk about the second half of the documentary and what happens when things change, all right? My guest is Gabe Polsky, who's done a really fascinating, and I encourage you to go see it, Red Army. We'll be back in just a moment. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's broken, let's fix it. We're talking about something that seems to me particularly relevant now. We're talking with Gabe Polsky, who's done a film called Red Army, about the most successful dynasty in sports history, which is the Red Army hockey team, and how they reflected really Soviet society in the good news and the bad news. To a certain extent, the documentary focuses on Slava, is it Fetisov? Did I pronounce it correctly?
Yeah, that's correct.
Oh, good. Okay. I'll let him tell you. So the first half is these guys are heroes. There are five guys, and they are friends, and they live together, and they spend 11 out of the 12 months of the year together, and they figure out this incredibly artistic and innovative and imaginative way of playing hockey and are wildly successful. It's almost like the fall of the Soviet Union, because as Americans, I mean, the Russians were our enemy in the Cold War for so long. So tell me about the second half of the documentary.
Yeah, so you know, during the late 80s, the Soviet Union was starting to feel a lot of pressure economically and socially, and you know, it became unsustainable both, like I said, economically and you know, the people in the country started to get disillusioned, and, you know, I mean, it started to boil over. You know, no one was really happy with the experiment of communism. And, you know, people started to voice their distaste and kind of boil up a little bit, as well as that kind of economic pressure. And there were reforms that happened during perestroika, which allowed for people to kind of express themselves just a little bit more. And the players on this team were starting to talk and voice their displeasure of kind of living at these bases and, you know, living such a difficult life, you know, that they didn't need to live such a terrible life. You know, they were like stars, you know. And then there was the opportunity for these players to play in the National Hockey League, because the Soviet Union was no longer going to fund the hockey system.
Why did they decide to do that? Do you know?
Because they didn't have money.
Okay.
The state didn't have enough money. They couldn't fund things. And one of the things that they funded was everything, but hockey was one, you know, because they felt that hockey was an important kind of propaganda tool to spread ideology around the world.
Well, and to show that their system was superior, and I think that's
exactly
the way historically the governments have sort of shown that they were you know, big and important, and whether it was in the Olympics or, but that athletics has I think been traditionally the way that governments have shown, you know, me Tarzan, you Jane.
Yeah, because it's an easy way to convince people. A lot of people like sports, and when they, you know, they can be easily kind of convinced.
Well, it's entertaining.
It seems like
and
a stupid, simple idea, but it really does kind of subliminally get to people.
Well, I think it's as old literally as certainly the Greeks and the Romans, that I think most people view the sports as certainly hockey and certainly football and maybe even baseball as a metaphor for war, that you send your best young men and I suppose a little bit young women in to do battle, and, you know, you take territory and you have goals and you try and crush the other team. Yeah. So, and there's winners and losers. So that I think the athletics as a metaphor, maybe even a sublimation for war is as old as probably human history. I mean, you know, with people you know, playing polo and smacking human heads around. Okay. So Slava seemed to be, I mean, he's in the film very charismatic, and he is not a young man at this moment, but you can see that he really is what you look for in a leader. I mean, he is smart and he's articulate, and there is something about him that there is whatever that it factor is that separates sort of ordinary people from extraordinary people. He has it. So he decided, okay, we're going to go play hockey in the States, right? Yes.
Yeah, well, he was given the opportunity by the government, right? But what the government wanted him to do was basically work in the NHL and then send all of the money back to the government.
Good idea.
More or less all of it. He would make $1,000 a month and then send the rest back. And he basically started fighting the system and says, no, I'm not going to be a slave, you know, and send all my money back. It's my contract. If I go there, I play there. So he basically was fighting the system, and, you know, his whole family was threatened. He was threatened. He was kicked off. He quit the team. And you know, I mean, the guy was one of the most famous people in Russia, I mean, in Soviet Union at that time. So it was a crazy time. And ultimately, they allowed him to go after this huge fight. And then he got to the NHL, and nobody liked him in the NHL in America, you know, because they thought, oh, this guy, he's a communist. Why is he taking our jobs, you know?
Well, you also don't have the sense that he's the most humble of all human beings.
Yeah. Well, that's probably a factor, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you
I mean,
know, he was a
hero. He was a star, and he was the captain
then,
of the team.
And then he came to the NHL, and he was a nobody, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Oops. This isn't fair. All right. So I mean, in some ways, it seems to me that your documentary sort of follows the rise and fall of the Soviet system. It was once incredibly powerful and dominant, and then became certainly less dominant and really stressed. And that Slava seems to be, in some ways, a survivor, even though his, it doesn't seem to me he was the happiest of all people and has not necessarily had this charmed life, but he does seem to be able to survive, and he's now back in politics in Russia, is he not?
Yeah, he is. And it shows that, you know, not just sort of the rise and fall of the Soviet Union, but also, it shows, the film shows Russia's, you know, difficulty in finding a place in the world after the Cold War and kind of trying to regain its national pride and identity and sort of, you know, explores that whole aspect of it too. So the film really kind of puts a face on, like I said, the Russian experience and who these people are on a human level. You know, we see the media, we hear things about Russia, but most of us, if not all of us, don't really get it. What these people have experienced and who they are. And I think that's what this film brings to life, which is relevant to what's going on today, and it could help, you know.
Let's understand. You know, I once was talking with somebody who said that the European history is the history of Russia, that every 50 years they go to war and they get clobbered, but they come back. They said they're the most resilient people on the face of the earth. And, you know, I think that in some ways that's what your film is about, of here's a system that worked for a while, and not only did it worked exceptionally well, and then it stopped working completely, and the search for a new system that is workable not only for the people, for the government, for athletics. And, you know, I have the sense that they really are resilient people, and certainly Slava is very resilient. I think it's a great documentary, and I think your point is very well taken. Not only does it take a look at athletics and athletes, but also a political system that's very different from ours and one we probably need to understand a little bit better. Gabe, hey, listen, thanks for being my guest. The film opens, I think it opens this weekend, doesn't it? I think it opens...
Yeah, it opens January 23rd. In New York and L.A., and then expands after that.
Okay, Red Army, go see it. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.